As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The lady of paradise with a heart full of divine grace.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our new episode of our program, The Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. A program in which we talk about the honor, the excellence of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha. We try to cover different aspects of her seerah to see how we can also improve our lives, what we can learn from her seerah, and we try to enrich our hearts further with her esteem, with her honor, with her eminence. At the moment, dear viewers, as we are nearing the end of our series, so we're talking about the state of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, which she experienced at the time of the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And it was very soon after the passing of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam that Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha also passed away. So we are now talking about the passing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha experienced at that time, and then we'll talk about the passing of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, upon which we will end our series, which we started roughly around a month ago. So dear viewers, first we start talking about this subject in more detail. Let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In one hadith, the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated that recite salat upon me abundantly on Friday night and on the day of Friday, meaning from the sunset of Thursday to the sunset of Friday, because whoever does this, I will be his intercessor and witness on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Such a beautiful glad tiding, dear viewers, for those who send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam on Friday, meaning after the sunset of Thursday until the sunset of Friday. Such great glad tiding that such an individual will receive the intercession of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of judgment, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will be witness for that person on the day of judgment. And the one who attains these blessings, he will be the successful one. He will be among the successful ones. So where we find many excellences of sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, at the same time, dear viewers, let's see those causes which make us neglectful or lazy in sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So what are those causes? The major cause in this regard is of course laziness of ours, nothing else, as laziness stops us from sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Otherwise, this is such an act that we can even perform whilst walking, while sitting down, whilst commuting. Smallest of the things whilst we're doing, and it hardly takes a few minutes to send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam 313 times, or even 1,000 times. It doesn't take that long. So we should make sure, dear viewers, that we also send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as much as we can, especially when the day of Friday comes. This should be our routine, this should be our practice that we should be following. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we're talking about the state of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, which he experienced at the time of the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what she went through, what other companions went through, and then we will talk about the passing of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, as not long after the passing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha also departed from this temporary world. She radiyallahu anha was the first one from the household of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam to meet him, meaning to pass away after the passing of his, after the passing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So in our last episode, dear viewers, we were talking about a specific event which took place before the passing of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. And we were halfway through that incident where the Prophet ﷺ asked, if anyone has any right upon me, then take qisas from me, take revenge from me now before the Day of Judgment. And we covered the entire account from the beginning, that how are the companions, they came forward and they were shook to their core, that how can they even dare to see anyone harming the Prophet ﷺ in the slightest in their presence. And they all presented themselves that we are here. Don't take qisas from Rasulullah ﷺ. Take it from us. Our life is here. Our soul is here. Abu Bakr, Umar radiallahu anhumah, Ali karramallahu wajhul kareem, Hassanain kareemain radiallahu anhumah. They all came forward and they all asked Sayyidina Ukasha radiallahu an, that don't take revenge. Don't take qisas from Rasulullah ﷺ. We are over here. Take it from us. And this would be as you've taken from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The companions, they were restless, as in front of them Ukasha radiallahu an has been handed that branch by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is saying to Ukasha radiallahu an, that Ukasha, come, you can also hit me and take back your revenge. Now the companions, they presented themselves and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stopped them, gave them du'as, stopped them. And eventually at the end, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam now said to Ukasha radiallahu an, that, oh Ukasha, here, if you want, now you may proceed, meaning you may hit me, you may hit me with the branch and take back your revenge, take back the qisas. Now Ukasha radiallahu an, he says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when you hit me, there was no piece of clothing on my upper body. My upper body had no piece of clothing at that time. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also removed his blessed piece of clothing from his upper blessed body. And seeing this, Allahu Akbar, seeing this, The Sahaba alayhim ridwan, their sound of crying, their voice of crying, it became loud, and they said that, how can we see Ukasha taking revenge from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Again, dear viewers, those were the companions whose lifeline was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Their faith was central to the respect and honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. At multiple occasions, the Sahaba, they had sacrificed their lives in one way or the other for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The same Sahaba, they're witnessing this event, they're witnessing this incident where Ukasha radiallahu anh is on the verge of taking revenge from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has made them sit and stay behind and has told them that Ukasha radiallahu anh will take revenge from him and no one else. And you can imagine what would be the feelings of Sahaba at this very occasion. How restless would they be, how anxious they would be. And they all are crying, and the voice of their sound of crying gets louder and louder. So now what happens is, Ukasha radiallahu an, he has the branch in his hand, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is present there, presented himself to Ukasha radiallahu an to take revenge. Now what happens? Ukasha radiallahu an was also an ardent devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. What happens is that he radiallahu an, he rushes forward and he embraces Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Who has the courage of taking qisas from you? Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to him that, either take qisas from me, take revenge from me, or forgive me. He said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I've forgiven my right on the hope that Allah Almighty will forgive me on the Day of Judgment. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that, whoever wants to see my neighbor in paradise, he should see Ukasha, he should look at this individual. Allahu Akbar. Listen to this. The companions, they stood up and they said that, oh Ukasha radiallahu an, congratulations to you, as you've attained high ranks and proximity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, company of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam in paradise. Subhanallah. Again, dear viewers, we can see that how beautifully the Prophet ﷺ taught us that how careful we should be in regards to the rights of people. This event took place within the last apparent days of Rasulullah ﷺ in this world, dear viewers. And the importance of this fact can also be highlighted, can also be seen that how important it is from the fact that at this delicate and very crucial point, the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us through this conduct, this practice of his, that how we should also be in regards to the rights of people. We keep reiterating this point. Why? Because this has very, very crucial role in our faith, in our lives. And this is something that can be very, very decisive in the matter of forgiveness of a person in the hereafter. This can be something that can make a person successful or unsuccessful in the hereafter. So, if ever this has happened where we've gone to the extent of violating someone's rights, dear viewers, then leave all arrogance on the side. Because being arrogant wouldn't make us successful anyways. If we can make other people believe that we didn't oppress the other person, we may be able to deceive people in this world. But who can deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Even if you were right in, saying something negative about someone to another person, even if you were right in that, still you've backbitten that person. Who gave you the permission of spreading his so-called evil to other people? We're not allowed to even mention the faults of other people without any reason to other people. This is backbiting. And if what you spread across was false, was wrong, then this is accusation. This is even worse than backbiting. How would we give our account for this on the day of judgment? Either way, whether it is backbiting, whether it is slandering, whether it is accusation, in any way, we will be held accountable for this. We violated someone's rights financially. We violated someone through our words. Our neighbors, we violated their rights. In any way, shape or form, our relatives, we violated their rights. Our siblings, if we violated their rights. Leave arrogance on the side, dear viewers. This life is very, very short. Very brief, this life is. We'll be departing from this world and heading towards eternal journey of never-ending life. And that life is the life which matters the most. We are preparing for that very life. And for that very life, dear viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sanctioned us, has stipulated certain do's and don'ts for us in this world. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, through his seerah, he has taught us. And this account shows us that how important it is for us to look after the rights of other people. If we violated anyone's rights, then we must get them forgiven. This is important for us. We need to leave our arrogance, our attitude on the side and humble ourselves. As arrogance, having that attitude, this is from Satan the accursed. And being humble is from the practices, from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So now there is Sayyidina Ukasha radiallahu anh, he embraces Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba, they come forward and they congratulate Sayyidina Ukasha radiallahu anh over the great ranks that he has now possessed. And he's had the neighborhood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Now on the very same day, dear viewers, it is reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became ill. And he remained ill for 18 days. During the same time, the Sahaba, they would come and inquire after him. On the day of Sunday, the illness intensified, and on Monday, the illness intensified even further. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Malakul Maut alayhi salam, the angel of death alayhi salam, that present yourself in the court of my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in an extremely beautiful form and be very gentle, very soft in seizing his blessed soul. So Malakul Maut alayhi salam, he came at the door of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of a villager and he said salam and sought permission to enter. The mother of believers, Amma Aisha radiallahu anha, said that, O Fatima radiallahu anha, reply to this person. So Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha said to that person who was Malakul Maut alayhi salam, that, O bondsman of Allah, May Allah reward you for your coming. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not well. Now, Israel alayhi salam, who is Malakul Maut alayhi salam, he sought permission again and he received the same response. And for the third time, he knocked at the door again and he said that it is important for me to come inside, to enter. At this point, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam heard the voice of Israel alayhi salam, then he asked that who's at the door? Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha replied that there's a person who's asking to enter again and again. So when I heard his voice for the third time, I started to shiver. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that, oh Fatima radiallahu anha, do you know that who's at the door? He's the one who brings pleasures to end. He's the one who creates separation within groups. He's the one who makes wives widows. He's the one who makes children orphans. He's the one who desolates the homes. And he's the one who populates the graves. He is Malakul Maut alayhi salam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi salam said to Malakul Maut alayhi salam, that, O Malakul Maut alayhi salam, come inside. May Allah shower His mercy upon you. So Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asked him that, O Malakul Maut, have you come to behold me or have you come to seize my soul? So Malakul Maut alayhi salam, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, he said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've come to behold you. I've come to behold your vision, and I've also been commanded to seize your soul. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me that I should not present myself in your court without your permission, and I should not seize your soul without your permission either. If you give me the permission, then well and good. Otherwise, I will return to my Lord Almighty. Dear viewers, look at the honor shown to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam by Malakul Maut alayhi salam, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, who seizes souls of every human beings. And to no one he alayhi salam ever gives respite, or to no one he presents himself in this manner in which he presented himself in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And how can this be anyways, as no one is like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the greatest of all. Ba'daz khuda buzurg tuhi qissa mukhtasar. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the rank of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is even the master of Israel alayhi salam. He's also the aqa of Malakul Maut alayhi salam. And Malakul Maut alayhi salam is seeking permission of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to enter his blessed court. He alayhi salam is seeking the permission of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to seize his blessed soul. And he's saying that, if you give me the permission, then I'll seize it. Otherwise, I will return to my Lord Almighty. Look at the honor, the grandeur, the majesty that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has, that the greatest of the angels, even they show utmost level of respect and honor in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, at this point, dear viewers, when Malakul Maut alayhi salam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked me to take your permission before taking your soul. After this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that, where have you left my beloved Jibreel alayhi salam? He said that Jibreel alayhi salam is on the worldly heaven and he is condoling the angels on your behalf. Instantly, all of a sudden, Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, he came and he sat by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam now said to Jibreel alayhi salam that this is the time to depart from this world. Whatever there is for me in the court of Allah, give me its glad tiding. So Jibreel alayhi salam now said that, oh, the beloved messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, be elated, be happy that I've left the doors of heavens open and angels are standing, waiting to welcome your blessed soul, while standing in rows, having their hands folded, whilst giving du'as of peace, with having fragrance, perfuming themselves. They're waiting for you. They're waiting to welcome your blessed soul. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that all praise is for my Lord Almighty. O Jibreel alayhi salam, give me more glad tidings. So Jibreel alayhi salam said that I give you the glad tiding that the doors of Jannah, the doors of paradise are opened and rivers are flowing in them and trees are laden with fruits in there and the hoors of paradise are adorned in order to welcome your blessed soul. Upon this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that all praise is for my Lord, O Jibreel alayhi salam, give me more glad tiding. So Jibreel alayhi salam then said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, you will be the first one to intercede and your intercession will be the first intercession to be accepted on the day of judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then said that all praise is due to my Lord Almighty. Then Jibreel Amin alayhi salam said that Allah Almighty says that O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I have made Jannah, paradise, haram upon all the prophets and their ummas until you and your ummah enters it. Until you and your ummah is admitted into paradise, I've made paradise haram upon all the prophets and their ummas. Listening to this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that now my heart has become happy. Therefore, O Malakul Maut alayhi salam, do what you have been commanded to do. Now, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, after your apparent passing, who will give you ghusl, the ritual bathing? In which clothes should we shroud you? Who will offer your funeral salah? And who will lower you in your grave? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied that, O Ali radiallahu an, you give me the ghusl. And Fazl bin Abbas radiallahu an should pour water upon me. And Jibreel Amin alayhi salam would also be with you. And when you're free from the ghusl, then shroud me in three pieces of new clothes, shroud me in that, and Jibreel Amin alayhi salam will bring fragrance of paradise. He will bring heavenly fragrance. Then place me upon the bedstead and place it in the masjid, and then you leave yourself, because first of all, my Lord Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send durood upon me, then Jibreel alayhi salam, then Mikael alayhi salam, then Israfil alayhi salam, and then other angels alayhi salam will do so. After that, stand in rows, and none of you should surpass me, none of you should exceed me. Now, Fatima to Zahra radiallahu anha said that, O my beloved father, today is the day of separation. When will we now meet again? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that, O my daughter, you can meet me on the day of judgment on the pond of Kawthar, where I will be giving water to my ummatis. She asked that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, if I don't see you there, then where can I find you? Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that then you can meet me at Mizan, at the scale where I would be interceding for my ummatis. And she asked that if I don't find you there either, then he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that then meet me on the bridge of Sirat, where I would be proclaiming loudly in the court of Allah, Rabbi sallim ummati minan nar, meaning that, O my Lord, make my ummah cross the fire with peace. After this, dear viewers, Malakul Maut alayhi salam, he started to seize the blessed soul of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, Fatima to Zahra radiallahu anha restlessly proclaimed that, alas, so dear viewers, this is how the state of Fatima to Zahra radiallahu anha was at the time of the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and how restless she was. But this shows us the honor and grandeur of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam as well, dear viewers. And it also makes us realize that how lucky we are that We are from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we should also follow the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Lead a life full of piety, lead a life full of nobility, and make sure that we follow the Sharia and abstain from sinful acts. Inshallah, dear viewers, we will continue our discussion from here onwards in our next episode. So we look forward to you joining us in our next episode. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The Lady of Paradise with a heart full of divine grace.